Okay, this is a Perek Hey in Hilchos Nizkei Mamam. The Rambam starts off this Perek actually with initially with what we call preventative damages, meaning your responsibility to make sure damages don't take place, that your animal doesn't damage anything, as well as some other interesting halachas that were developed early on in the history of halacha. So halacha Aleph, the Rambam says, "Behema shehaisa roeh." Let's say an animal is hanging out in the field eating parsha, and what happens? The nichnasa, so it separates out and goes into besados of bikramim. So they go, it goes into a field, let's say, or a vineyard belonging to someone else. So even though the animal hasn't caused any damage yet, mashrim de balei shlosh pamim. So the owners of the animal are warned three times. And let's say, as after being warned, the guy does not keep an eye, the owner does not keep an eye on the animal, nor does he prevent it from pasturing. So the owner of the field can actually shecht, slaughter the animal, shchita kshera, obviously a kosher shchita. And he can go say to the owners, go come over here and sell the meat that belongs, that what do you call that is yours. Because ultimately it's halakhically usr, it's prohibited for a person to cause a damage, right? And then to pay for the damage that he caused. I feel usr, even being an indirect cause of damage is also forbidden. Therefore, halakha base, lafikach behema daka Yisrael, the makam asados. Right. Ella b'yarim b'nbaras sheber Yisrael. So that's why the Chacham came along and said it is prohibited for people to raise small animals and small, whether domesticated or undomesticated, in Eretz Yisrael, in where there are fields and vineyards, but where they could do it in, let's say, forests and deserts. However, when it comes to Syria, which is the Rabbanan Eretz Yisrael, so to speak, the animals could be raised anywhere. Okay, Halacha Gimel. More of a historical but important issue. Asar Tanayim Hisna Yeshua. So there were seven conditions that Yeshua and his Beis Din set up when they came into Eretz Yisrael, and these are them. Number one, Hisna Marin Behema Daka Biyarim Gasim Ava Imarin Shram Behema Gasa. Okay, so the first halacha is that you're allowed to have an animal, a small animal, go ahead and pasture out in an area of, let's say, a small trees. Okay, where there are thick trees. However, you're not allowed to have a pas what do you call it? However, you can't have a large animal in such an area do pasturing. When it comes to forest that essentially is not does not have thick trees in it, meaning it's not a thick forest, then we don't allow any animal to pasture there. Number two, another condition. So a person is allowed to collect wood from the field that belongs to his friend. This is when it refers to wood that basically is very, very inferior in quality, and therefore has very low value. It's going to have thorns on it. Going hizame vihigi. So, for instance, there are thorns and other types of shrubs. As long as at the end of the day, he's not what do you call it? That he doesn't uproot them. Right, or excuse me, that they're not, as long as they're not rooted in the ground. Aval shar eitzim aser, but when it comes to other pieces of wood, it's prohibited for them, for anyone to do that. So too, gimel v'chein hisna shi'ya kol adam mutar laket asavim. So it's also permitted for a person to go ahead and collect any grass that's growing me'ilayan on its own. V'chol makom, right, in any area chutz misadet tlachon shazar lebehema, except for what it called a field of a certain type of produce that's being planted for the purpose of animal food. So too, v'chein hisna, another condition, she adam kotem netiyah b'chol makom, that a person can go ahead and cut a branch off in any place from any tree. Chutz, except for when it comes to any branches that are left on an olive tree that's quite old. Ve'eno kotem minelanos ela, and when it comes to cutting it off, what do you call it? You're not allowed to cut off closer than the length of a beitza, which is length of an egg, from the place where the branches start to come out on the olive tree. Right, v'kanim, and when it comes to, for instance, reeds and vines, it's where the shoot joins. Right, and when it comes to any other tree, what do you call it? You can cut out from the center of the tree, but not from the higher areas. When they said you're allowed to go ahead and cut these branches off, only from a new tree that's not ready to go ahead and give off fruits. But not from an older tree that already is bearing fruits. And you can only cut off branches from the side of the tree that doesn't actually see any sunlight. Hey, next condition. V'chein hisna. They also made a condition. Shehmayan. What do you call it? The spring. Hayotze betchila bnei osa'ir sheyotze bigvula mistafkin meno apish eni kar mechalkam. So when it comes to a new spring, let's say what do you call it? It pops up. So the inhabitants of that city are allowed to go ahead and make use of it as much as they want. Even though it could be at the end of the day, okay, and this is what's important, but in lach, she'ini kar mechalkam, it could be that the spring, the source of the spring comes from other area of land. And people basically cannot, other people cannot take water with them from this spring. Vav, v'chein, it's not another condition. She'ya kol adam muta lotsa dogim miyam tiberia, v'lva. So a person's allowed to catch any fish he wants to inside Yam Kinneret. It's, we'll call it like a public lake, so to speak, as long as he uses a very, what do you call it, small net. Well, Yifrosh Kalav Yam Tzvinasham. But he shouldn't go ahead and, what do you call it, set up like a boat there. Elabanei only the members of the specific tribe that their a portion of land applies to that area. Zion. V'chein Hisna, another condition. She called Adam Jasarach Lim Kavav. Any person has to go ahead and go to the bathroom. Let's say they're walking on the road. Misalach min haderech, they go off the road. V'nichnas achorei hageder, and they go beyond, let's say, a fence. Shepagavo, that he's like comes into contact with. V'nifnisham, and he can go ahead and what do you call it? Defecate as he needs to do. Karkon, right? And even if the, what do you call it? A field filled with saffron. Notam, and you're allowed to pick up a stone to clean yourself off. Ches. V'chein is another condition. Shekol ha'toa bein akramim. Anyone who is losing his way in a vineyard, v'yotzebahu mefaseg v'ole mefaseg v'yored ash yotzedarko. So he's allowed to go ahead and break through the vines up and down, so to speak, until he finds his path again. Tas, another condition. V'chein is nash. Shebizman sheyarbe atitz rabim. So when the mud starts, what do you call it, developing in public passageways, or let's say nekiyei mayim. Or well, let's say the these ravines and the roads filled with water. Yishal over drachem, nistalik inside the drachem. So the people walking on the main street can go on the side paths, right? Even though they're walking on paths that belong to other people, since the public thoroughfare isn't good to use, they're allowed to do that. Finally, yud v'chein hisna, another final condition. Shemes mitzvah kone mekomo. It's famous halacha that wherever wherever a corpse is found, it's kone. It literally, you have to bury it in its place. You bury it where you found it. As long as it is not lying lengthwise across the path, meaning it's not that direction, or within the Tchum Shabbos of the city. But if one of those conditions aren't met, then you have to bring it to the actual cemetery. Okay, Shlomo. Okay, next takana. So Shlomo said that people who are allowed to go ahead during the summer months, right, to walk on private pathways in people's fields until the second round of rain would come in the rainy season. Okay. But the takanos, and these takanos actually are not exclusive to Eretz Yisrael, rather they apply in every possible domain. So when the dew comes down in Bavel, also the halach b'shvilin, then at that point, you're no longer allowed to walk on the pathways that are owned by other people. Even though you're not allowed to raise a small animal in Eretz Yisrael, you're allowed to own it for 30 days prior to the one of the regalim. The hatevach lokeach v'shochet lokeach m'shahe at yishchon atnat. So that's one halacha. Or sorry, it's either yeah, sorry, it's either shloshim 30 days before the regal, or kodom nishtav eno shloshim yom, which is 30 days before your son's wedding. So that at that point you're allowed to have the animal. Now a butcher, he can go ahead and buy an animal and either slaughter immediately or wait to slaughter later on. Uvacha lo teitzev either, as long as what do you call it, he doesn't allow the animal go out to flock to pasture. Elakol mesham mesham b'sof beso. So if you buy the animal and you want to hold on to it, you have to keep it in your house kadesh lo tazik, because you have to make sure it doesn't do any damage. So this is the exception. What do you call it? Bavel ke Eretz Yisrael. So the Chachamim equated Eretz Yisrael to Bavel, lesser bar gidol behem adaka v'chayav adaka, to raise small animals and whether domesticated or undomesticated. Nation how you robust of Chachamim sham ba'osan yam shal Yisrael, because most of the fields and vineyards in those days belonged to Jews. The Chum also said it's usher to raise pigs anywhere. Lo a kelev ela inkin haya kasher b'shashavas. You also can't raise a dog unless it's tied by a leash. Adal magada hu klovim be'ir hasnucho le'sefer. But he's allowed to go ahead and raise dogs, what do you call it, at the city, near the border of the city. B'yom kosher v'lada matiro. So during the day, you tie it up, and at night, you're allowed to let it loose. Amru chachamim, aru magada klovim v'chazirim me'shizikam ruba umatzot. So the Chacham said that someone who raises dogs and pigs is cursed because those animals tend to cause lots of damage. Finally, roesh asa tshuva. Let's say a shepherd repents. He doesn't have to sell the entire herd that he owns. Rather, he can sell one animal at a time. Also, let's say a person inherited dogs and pigs. He doesn't have to sell immediately. Rather, he can sell them over time. That is Parak Hey, and we will continue with Parak Vav next time.